wanted the best, you've got the best podcast. The hottest podcast in the world. The Chris Voss Show, the preeminent podcast with guests so smart you may experience serious brain bleed. The CEOs, authors, thought leaders, visionaries, and motivators. Get ready. Strap yourself in. Keep your hands, arms, and legs inside the vehicle at all times, because you're about to go on a monster education roller coaster with your brain. Now, here's your host, Chris Voss.
Hi, folks. It's Voss here from thechrisvossshow.com. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the big show. We certainly appreciate you guys. For 16 years, we've been bringing you the Chris Voss shows, the most smartest people on the planet, the CEOs, the billionaires, the White House presidential advisors, the Pulitzer Prize winners, all the great authors, and all the great minds sharing their stories of life, their visions, et cetera, et cetera. Today, we have two amazing people on the show with us today. We're going to be talking to them about their venture and what they've decided to do with their lives and how they're going about doing it. And we're going to be getting into it with them. But before that, make sure that you refer the show to your family, friends, and relatives. Go to goodreads.com/ChrisVoss. LinkedIn.com/ChrisVoss, YouTube.com/ChrisVoss, all those crazy places on the internet. We have with us today Leo Schmidt and Johanna Michelle. There you go. On the show, talk to us about their company, Valavenia. Welcome to the show, folks. How are you?
Fine. If you ask seriously, today our donkey and our horse escaped, but they were back, and white green meadows, a little creek with pure water, but you know, they're curious as human beings are, so they're back. So
there you go. It's good to have them back. We love animals here on the show. I have huskies that like to escape all the time. So give us your .coms. Where can people find you on the internet?
It's Valavenia, so you spell it VALLE-VENIA.com.
There you go. So give us a 30,000 overview of what your company is and what you guys do there.
The company is actually a platform, an art and science platform. We are MDs, so we come from the medical side. And Joanna is an anesthesiologist, intensive care specialist. I'm an orthopedic surgeon. And we run a center for the treatment of chronic pain disease. So this is our background, but before... So many things happened, and we do art at the same time, from the beginning, from the very beginning, fine arts, music compositions, and so on.
There you go. As looking at your website, you focus on a lot of different things. What was the proponent that made you decide you wanted to launch this?
I don't know whether I start with my lifeline or Joanna start with hers. No, it's different. It's totally different. So I came originally from rock music and a school band. It was an opener for great bands like Deep Purple, and they were much older than I am. And then I had a severe disease and I was in quarantine for almost a year. So I had to internalize myself. So I went into classical music, compositions, and so on. And I led a quite adventurous life. And crossing North America, hitchhiking everywhere, and playing in bars whatsoever. And on the road, Kerouac is pretty one-to-one with my life, what I experienced, Alaska, jumping on freight trains whatsoever. But finally, I decided to study medicine, coming back to Europe, and studied in the French faculty, always keeping up composing, painting, and art. And of course, because of our med profession, we came to neuroscience and to the basics of neuroscience, identity, and this is, and to actually more quantum physics and all over. So this is our passion, and this passion, medicine, art, still remains, and we keep on going. So this is my part, more or less, and now I give up to normally ladies first, but okay, that's how it is.
Yeah, my family position is a very, very big thing in my family. And I have three brothers, all of them are playing instruments, and my sisters too. And me, I'm playing drums and piano. Oh. But not for stage.
No, I let play. I compose and yeah, as I told you, recording and performing, I leave it back to others. Since the school band, I never performed on stage anymore. So that's that. And that's, yeah, the life night, many countries, many experiences, adventures all over. And the adventures are still there in exploring art and, of course, science and applying it to daily life. This is our passion. And there are lots to apply things, connecting also different fields and getting researchers out of their ivory tower, because what they research and the findings are really important for the societies of today, and they don't reach the public. This is a problem.
There you go. And, when it comes to art and science, you guys seem really in tune in this. Why do you balance the website and the different things you have on there with art and science together?
That's fields we are working in. So I wouldn't miss anything. You know, it comes from different sides. So my father was a businessman. Would have been a great architect, and he paints. So he taught me painting in like Renaissance painting in different layers over layer painting. So this is this side, and music came by itself, and the different forms of artists, they have different means of expressing yourself. This is the great gift from outside. It's not my merits. It's just there. And you can, you know, there's non-verbal art, there's verbal art, poems. And so there's lots of different means of expressing yourself and expressing your feelings and feelings of others, of course, too. So this is how it is. And I would never neglect either or. So it's all there. And then we work with a different, all professionals from all over the world together to realize it. And now we are about 26 different nations, but doesn't mean nations. It means cultural backgrounds. This is what I mean. Coming from, and it all comes together in an amazing way. And there are no borders. There's nothing, you know, there's nothing which keeps us back, and there's no misunderstanding. And this is a great gift to experience that too.
There you go. Now tell us about some of the artists that you have profile on your website.
The artists are mainly actors and musicians, and we have the great from the classical part. It's the young is really a relative, but the young members of the great German or Berlin orchestras, Berliner Philharmonica included. I just sang the music there, and that's great. So we're going to perform that. So it happens that way, and we're more than proud. Is also a very, very tricky term, but you know, we feel honored that they perform our music. So, and those with the other things in North America sent us over, they didn't know who we are. So then that's great. So we're going to do that. And they're with the studios also in Canada. So we work together.
Oh.
And yeah, we have the main studios on the East Coast in Canada for the songs. Classical parts we record in Berlin.
So where's the company based out of?
We're based in Germany and in Canada, East Coast Canada.
Oh, there you go. There you go. And you do the studios there. I noticed that there's different types of art that's on your website. You have music, fine arts, photography, films, architecture, sculpture, land art, events, deep relaxation. And then you guys also have some social projects, I guess, where you do some charity work.
Yeah, let's you, Hannah, come to it, because your mother was born in India.
Ah, my mother was born in India.
It's one of the projects.
It's one of the projects, and we sent...
They ran an orphanage. Actually, they ran an orphanage, and there it still exists, so we support that, and we support other things, children education, and everything to get people to education too.
And my grandfather was a founder
of the orphanage in India.
Yes, and it exists now, and it's for girls, only for girls.
Okay, there you go. And it looks like you guys run a medical care center there for pain therapy and different things, I guess.
You mean in India or no?
I'm not sure. I'm going through your website on social projects and different things, so I guess I'm hopping around here. On the music, at the end of this interview, we'll be playing, I think, one of the videos or music from one of your artists and stuff. What sort of music will people find on the website? Is there a certain genre, or is it various?
I compose contemporary music. It's classical, new, and then songs, of course. different. It depends on the language. We are in France right now. I write in French, Italian, German, and English, and also Spain. I'm not able to speak Spanish fluently, but we work together with Cuban singers who have their private and professional base in Berlin. So we have a great artist from Cuba. So this is the Spanish side. And then, of course, a new East Canada performers like Owen Lee, whose family comes from Jamaica, Jesse Brown, and others, and great singers from Finland, and a French singer from Paris. So this is just how we met, and it's all by accident. The crew is really, it's a stable crew, and we work together for years, and everybody is totally independent and has its own career whatsoever, and we gather for projects, for performances, for recordings, and we stick together, and it's not only a deep bond which unifies us too.
International music?
Pardon me?
What did you call it, international type music?
Or? Yeah, we call it just diving into every atmosphere, you know. And we have been in Cuba many times. We swallowed the atmosphere there. My family roots go back to France, Burgundy, so where we are. And I grew up with French music since my childhood, Italy as well. And of course, I was very, very early at the age of 16 in the U.S., and 19 in Canada, and two of our girls went to school there in Canada. So there's a deep bond to Canada. So we are part-time Canadians, part-time French, part-time Italians, and so on. And throughout the year, so we go all to the spots where we work, where we have friends, and we are deep connected. And this is how it is. And so diving into the atmosphere also let me create the songs, typically, lyrics included, but adopting the atmosphere. Of course, I let control myself and by the natives, if you call them, and afterwards, and then say, when they say it's good, then it's good.
There you go. So you guys have films and architecture and photography. Tell us about some of the work that's being done there.
But the photography is just a trip because we have been traveling all around the world. So it's not, most of them are snapshots. It's just to gather the moment, which might last for a lifetime, you know, in just we have the right moment, the right time, the right light. And then that's what we did. And so together also you see them on the photography. Encounters too. It's what we're very... One thing which is very important, encounters, coincidences, and this is our topic, that one little detour to quantum physics to understand the world more is there's no need of causality, no cause, it just happens, and you have to let it go. And the world is chaos. If you learn more about quantum physics, and that's how the world works. So encounters, it's nothing predictable. It's just there, and this is how we feel. And this is so. Just let it go, and just walk along, and just keep your eyes open, and your heart open, and your hands open, and then you experience a lot more than if you confine yourself.
There you go. So what is your hope or vision for the website and what it's trying to accomplish?
The vision is to bring the different aspects together. What I said, for instance, just one thing, because everybody talks about connection, connecting. But, you know, this should be apart from utilitarian connections, which are useful for career, money, and fame. But it's just connection means conviviality, being together, not asking for anything at all, not wishing something. And this is how the world is. And we do also anxiety project, pre-detection and therapy, anxiety disorders, mental diseases with the University of Ottawa. The mental health department, the head is a friend of ours, George Nordhoff. He is a philosopher and a neuroscientist, psychiatrist, and he holds degrees in all those things. He's a genius. So his approach to identity, and this is what we want to really spread, is the world brain connection, the relationship between the individual brain and the world. That means locations, people, family, coincidences. And this is how we shape each other. And that means also being responsible for how we act, what we say, and the way we say it, because we have a great impact on the people who are just in front of us.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And so that will change the world and have an effect on everything that goes on there. Any final thoughts on the website, what you guys are trying to do? Are you trying to recruit more artists to come and showcase themselves on the platform?
No, the thing is we did several events. And the events, we were invited, the first was in at the Film University, University for Film and Theatre in Berlin, because we did some films in France and all over with the cameraman. He became a professor, so he invited us. So the event it's like, imagine Pink Floyd and TED Talks. So this is just to have an idea, but the TED Talks are also cineastic. So there's a lot to experience. It's not a frontal lecture. It's just all over. It is empathy. It is just, how do you say? It's just a feeling, really, with the whole crowd feeling, experiencing the whole thing together. And it's an orchestra on stage, a big choir, a band, and a very internalized song. So that's it. Just an imagine. And that's what we want to do. That's what we would do in the U.S. and Canada and all.
There you go. Give us your final thoughts and pitch out for people to check out the website as we go out.
I didn't catch you.
Give us your final thoughts and where people can check out the website and get involved, reach out to your services and check you out.
Okay. So hopefully that people are more connecting and that the borders that we can cross in our lives, and not only between different categories of research and art, so just connecting and with the heart, not only intellectually, and so let it go, and that people in these times will, and this adds something to the coherence of the societies, which is very important, where you all over discover that societies break apart. And this is our, really, it's not a vision, it's a must to overcome those boundaries and those limits, and not confining themselves. Also, hyper individualism also leads to a confining themselves, and you have to go out, you have to get in contact with other people, not virtually, really in person, physically. That's what we, and touching each other. There should be hugging, really, and this is what the world needs right now. Overcome prejudices and so on. The list is long.
There you go. There you go. So check it out. Give us the .com of the website one more time.
Ballerina, V-A-L-L, sorry, once again, VALLE-VENIA.com. So we got it.
There you go. Thank you very much for coming on the show. For those of you listening to the show, we're going to be playing at the end of the show a cut of one of the artists for his music, so be sure to stay tuned for that. Folks, thanks for everyone for tuning in, and be sure to check out the music right after this.
Thank you, Grace.
Thank you.
Here tonight, try to stay yourself, though it's not often easy. Keep us all a bit in mind, going parts of the stony road, perhaps together. Hope to see you once again. Open your heart and your hands for those who need you. And if you're getting out of sight, lost, not knowing where to go, there will be someone to let you know. When you leave us here tonight, try to stay yourself, though it's not often easy. Keep us all a bit in mind, going parts of the stony road, perhaps together. lost, not knowing where to go. There will be someone to let you know. When you leave us here tonight, try to stay yourself, though it's not often easy. Keep us all a bit in mind, going parts of the stony road, perhaps together. Hope to see you once again. Open your heart and your hands for those who know.